So we're at the live room again, and this time it's Fraser Anderson. Hello, Fraser.
Hi.
Hello there.
And, how are
you? Yeah, good to see you. And you're here with a band.
Yeah.
And can you tell about them and when you met them?
About the band? Well, there's a trio tonight, and Craig Connor is sitting here, who plays drums on the album, and there's John Parker, who plays double bass. And we've just finished recording what's my fifth album, so this is actually, so I've done a couple of gigs with John, but this is our first performance as this band. So we're really looking forward to it and glad to be here.
Yeah.
Like genuinely really excited to be here.
Yeah.
So not just what the usual thing that everybody says, we really are excited. Well, no, I am. Don't know about Craig, but...
Yeah, so they...
Oh, he is, he's smiling.
Has Craig and John been recorded on your CDs?
Not any before. This is the first time we've got together.
Yeah.
It was actually years and years ago, it was Alan Koskar, wasn't it, that put us... But we already met before that, anyway. Mm. I did a gig with a drummer in Glasgow when I was at college, so it's going back a while. Yeah. And then I moved to Bristol, and Craig's from Scotland as well, so Alan got in touch and said, oh, you need to meet up with Craig, you guys need to go for a pint. And we knew each other, but we hadn't gone for a pint, and we went for a pint, and we started talking about possibly getting a band together, and he suggested John. And so it was actually Craig that put the band together.
But are they're not on Sol Culpa? But that's been delayed slightly for coming out. Is that true?
Only because there's a plan in place, which is something I've never had before. I've never done the whole plan thing. But now there's a team of people telling me that I need to be patient and just allow things to be organised and structured.
Sequencing, I'm guessing, for the publicity and...
Well, yeah, all of that, which is quite exciting, but it means I have to learn about patience, which I'm not very good at. I just want to get it out tomorrow.
Because your earlier albums, you produced entirely yourself, or...?
The earlier ones, I worked with creative engineers, so we kind of produced them kind of as a team. But I used the budget that I had for those albums, I just used to create the best albums I could and didn't think about promotion. So when you get the album done, you put it out as best you can, and it's very easy for you to have a little flurry of excitement, and then poof, it drips off. So so it's kind of, I feel like I just want to trust this team that are putting this plan together. So it's going to take as long as it takes, really. I'm quite happy to just allow that process to unfold.
So this was partly just that your career has developed, but is it also to do with being back in the UK, or any connection in that?
Possibly. It could be. Also, my publisher in Paris, they were bought out by a bigger publisher who are now, they have offices in London. And so they want to meet up next week to talk. And so they've got... we're focusing on the UK, Germany, and the States and Canada, and that's exactly where they're located. So it seems to be all kind of falling into place.
We've not been able to discern where you're living now. Where
I'm in Bristol.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So coming.
Can you
from
not
there,
tell by the accent?
Indeed, we should have been able to. So Bristol's good, is it?
I love Bristol.
Yeah.
We would talk about that a lot. It's a great place. Feel very at home there.
Yeah. But you spent quite a while in France.
I was there for about 5 years. But I was just kind of living in the middle of nowhere, surrounded by sheep and drunk English people. Did I say that? You're not recording us, are you?
Yeah, difficult to get away from.
But there's cheap wine.
And here, yeah.
And a lot of people retire here and they go there and just get cheap wine. They were very friendly.
Good. Yes.
But you've brought your children away from that atmosphere, have you? Back to the incredible peace and calm of the UK.
Yeah, I went through a divorce, and so my boys, my three boys, live with me now, and their mum is somewhere else.
But a good. Well, I've heard good stuff about Bristol as a place to live and a place, you know, with.
Have you not been?
I have been once, and it's too long ago. But we have various friends who live there. It seems like a very good community.
Yeah. Yeah, community is a good word for it.
Yeah.
Yes, wonderful.
Yeah, so you're up to, Hillary and Ron, the only foundry I've got more in contact with in Kansas. But it always seems quite a thing if you've got something here and, you know, the folk scene in Scotland here and wherever and on the country, but it's these sort of gatherings in the States where people get picked up more by for doing tours.
It's quite weird. You go all the way over there and you meet people from here, and you get gigs from back here. It's quite bizarre, but it works out. It seems to work a lot like that.
So where are you on a tour now? Longish tour? Or
well, we've just finished the album, and there's a UK tour being planned for. Well, there's a few gigs kind of spread out, and but we're planning on getting a proper tour for March, and Germany for April, May. Might be going over to America at the end of January, but we're not sure yet. That's to Folk Alliance, actually. It's another one of them. So I applied for a, the official showcase things that they have, but they put me on I forget what it's called, but I'm on the almost list. So they haven't said no. But they haven't said yes. I think it's if someone pulls out, I'm in.
And you fit that in with the tour dates as they're planned.
Well, the end of January, other than Celtic Connections, which hasn't been confirmed either, there's not really much going on at that point.
This timing begins to make more sense to me because, of course, we get lots of CDs that are pre-release. And, of course, they include the tour date details. So you can see how all this has to be planned a long time in advance, and the artists have to be patient and fit in with all that.
So what about the songwriting? Is that planned in? Songwriting?
That's just a constant thing, really. I don't actually sit down and go, right, today I'm going to write a song. It's just, I seem to wake up at sometimes 4 o'clock in the morning and just get on with it.
And one thing that struck me to wonder about while you were sound checking was that if you're writing something and you know you're going to be singing it yourself, do you think at all in from tune about the register of your voice and how you're going to be using it?
No.
So you write the song and then work out later how you would perform it?
I think that just evolves through. I think when I finish writing a song, I get to the point where I go, right, that feels like, whether it's good, bad or indifferent, it feels like a completed song. It's like something that I go, that's what that is. It's got a beginning, a middle and an end, and it's got some content, and it just feels right. And then I just enjoy playing it. And there's like, maybe it's a vibrational thing, I don't know, but I just enjoy the feeling of running through that for the first time. And I try and record it on my phone now. And, and then when it comes to recording, I try, and performance as well, I try and recreate that same feeling that I would have had when sitting at home when I first, you know. But it will evolve through playing it.
Sure.
But that feeling is the thing I'm trying to...
Yeah. And then the feel for an album, because the one that you sent us, the little glass box, we gather was a departure from what you've done before. So what about the new one? Is it a departure again?
So it was Little Glass Box that I sent you, was it?
Yeah.
Okay. So this, so that's a very acoustic album.
Yes.
And the one after that went a bit... I don't know if you've heard the one after that.
No, we haven't.
Right. I should have sent you both. I apologise for that.
That's all right.
I'll give you one tonight.
Thank you.
But that was more of... The one after that's more of a departure that's a bit odd for me. I'm more... So the Little Glass Box is more just acoustic songs. And this new one is much more like that. But we rehearsed it well and we recorded it together in one room.
Look forward to hearing from that tonight.
So we're very much looking forward to you playing tonight.
Likewise,
thanks very much for talking
to us. Thanks for having me. Cheers.
Cheers.
Nice to meet you.
Cheers.